tired, worn out, broken? Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are tired and carrying heavy burden, for I will give you rest." Join us now for this program, I Am Not Ashamed of the Gospel, to hear the message of hope, the message of peace, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ for those of you that are tuning live this wonderful morning. And I take this time to welcome you all, whether you're in your car, in your home, in your office, wherever you are, listening to this broadcast. I take this time to welcome you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm preaching across Pacific, your neighbor Fiji, and the capital of Suva. And take this time to welcome you, our brothers in the Aotearoa, the land of war, long white cloud, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning I will talk to us about the invitation above all invitation, the invitation that is the best invitation ever, or the invitation above every invitation. And that is that the Lord Jesus Christ is inviting us, everyone, to come to him, according to the scripture in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29 and 30. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I give the rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my yoke is easy and my load is light." And I believe that is the invitation that I try to share with you this morning, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that wherever you are and whatever you are facing right now, I believe that God is allowing this time for us to hear this message, the message of hope, the message of restoration, the message of life that the world needs today. Because we are full of problems, regardless where we live, in the Pacific or in Asia or in America, whether we live across the globe, it's the same. And we need the power and the anointing of God in our life to fulfill or to look after our life in this world that is full of temptation, troubles, and social problem that is going haywire. And everybody is looking for the solution to the problem that we're facing, starting from marriage and families, our children, alcohol, drugs, sex, you name it, it's all there. And there is no answer to it, my friend. And I believe with this wonderful morning, there is an invitation that is above every invitation. And that invitation is asking us, is calling us to come. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads, and I'll give you the rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light and my yoke is easy." See, the world is full of load, and the load is heavy, and the world is full of yoke. The yoke is the thing that helps you to carry the load. And even the yoke is not easy. It's difficult. And I believe the word of Lord is here today to assist you and guide you in whatever situation that you're in, in the mountains that you are climbing, maybe in the valley that you are crossing, or the sea that you are sailing. We need the word of God. And if you're living in this world created by the word, how can you get the solution from any other source? As I said before, the solution is in the word of God. Because the word of God was spoken, and the world came to be. So how can we go elsewhere when the world that we live in was created by the word? So if any problem in the world, we must go back to the word. Because the word is the raw material of the world. The mountain, the valley, the sea, the air that we breathe, the animals, the birds of the air, the fishes in the sea, and you name it. Every source comes from God, and that God is his word. He created the world through the power of his word. So when you have a problem with food, they've got problems with families or human beings or animals or climate change or global warming. All these things were created by the Word. So let us go back to the Word, because the Word is the raw material of the Word of God. And I believe that's why it's very important for us to receive the invitation. And Jesus is calling everyone, calling you, calling me, calling whether you are Pacific Islanders or whether you are from Asia, you are from America, Africa, or from Europe continent, regardless where you are. And if you're listening to this through internet radio or through radio broadcast, it is an invitation to everyone. So I'm inviting you, my friend, this wonderful morning that God is asking someone. God is asking you. And I believe that we need to respond to the invitation of God. And the last time I shared with us, I was asking, who is inviting who? So who is inviting us? Because the heaviness or the seriousness of the invitation letter depends on the one who is inviting. If the leader of a nation is inviting us, we will not take it lightly. Why? Because the leader of a nation is inviting us. So, my friend, this morning, when Jesus is inviting us, he is the King of all kings and he is the Lord of all lords. So that means he's inviting us this morning. He's calling us, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load. So the heaviness and the seriousness of the invitation depends on the one who is inviting us. So the King of Kings is inviting us. The Lord of Lords is inviting us. The bright morning star is inviting us. He is the answer to everybody. He is the answer to all the solutions. He is the answer to everyone. He is the answer, because he's the Alpha and he's the Omega. So I challenge you this wonderful morning, because he is the creator. The one that is inviting us, he is the creator. And he's the sustainer. And he's the master. And he is the owner. And he supports everything through his miracles. See, the air that we breathe is a miracle that our lungs can differentiate the oxygen from nitrogen, from carbon dioxide. See, it's a miracle. And all these miracles are supported by only God. Not by the machine of this world, not by any factory of this world. No. We were created in that area, so a miracle happens in our life every day. Imagine the lungs can separate the oxygen. The lungs can separate the oxygen from other poisonous gases that we breathe. And I believe that as we are listening this morning, regardless where you are and where you're listening from, I believe that God is speaking to us today, that we must come to him, because the one that is inviting us, he supports everything through his miracle working wonders. He is the one that supports everything that happens. The sea, the low tide and the high tide. How can that happen? The rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, the moon, the stars, the gravity. If you were New Zealanders, you could have fallen off the planet called Earth, because you are a little bit upside down compared to Fiji. We are just sticking our feet to the planet and our head are out in the space. But why nobody fall out of this world? Because of the gravity. Who sees that gravity? Nobody. We know it's there, but we can't see it. So God is there, and we can't see it. And I'm challenging somebody that you doubt God, that you doubt that there is a supernatural power, and his name is God. And that God walks like a man 2,000 years ago, and his name is Jesus. So I want to challenge our life today. It's about time that we listen to this invitation. Maybe you're going through a rough time of your life, or maybe you're going through the lowest point of your life, of your marriages. I want to challenge you this morning. There's a voice that is calling you. There's an invitation that is calling you right now. And he said, come unto me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy loads, and I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my yoke is easy and my load is light. And he's inviting us today. And the one that is inviting us is not a president of a nation. He's not a prime minister of a nation. He's not a queen or king of a nation. No. He is the whole, he is the one that his word holds the universe together. And his name is Jesus. So when he's inviting you, please, my friend, that you're listening there, and you're going through hard times, problem times of your life, I want to challenge you today that God is Almighty God and He's waiting for anyone. He's waiting for anybody. He said, behold, I'm at the door knocking. If anyone hears my voice, and the Bible says, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door. See, God is speaking to us through preaching, through sermon, through radio, through television. God is inviting us. And He said, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, the Bible says, I will come into his life and have supper with him, and he will have supper with me. So I want to challenge our life this wonderful morning, wherever you are and whatever you're going through. I believe that God is speaking to anyone right this morning. And you need to make a decision that God is inviting you. You're not invited by a president. You're not invited by a prime minister. You're not invited by anybody else. You are invited by God. He said, come unto me. And he said, behold, I'm at the door. He said, I come to seek and to save the lost. So my friend that you're listening this wonderful morning, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing right now. I don't know the problem that is making you not enjoying this life. I want to tell you, there is an answer, there is a solution, and that is God himself. Jesus is inviting somebody that you are listening today, and he's saying, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load. I'll give you the rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my yoke is light, my yoke is easy, and my load is light. So my friend, wherever you are listening right now, whatever you are going through right now, this is the time to come to the Lord. This is the time to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because I believe that He is the solution to all our inner pollution. He is the one that the world is seeking for. He is the one that the world rejected. And I believe that this is the time for us to surrender our life. This is the time to accept Him as our personal Savior. Because He can do anything of anything, on anything, with anything, for anything. Nothing is impossible with Him. The angels told Mary, when the angels told Mary, you will bear a child, and he'll be a son, call him Jesus. And Mary said, how can that be? I don't know any man. And the Bible says, what is impossible with man is possible with God. See, maybe you're going through a situation that you think it is impossible. You think that it cannot be done, it cannot be fixed. Going through rough patches of your life, or maybe the worst situation that you've ever gone through in this life, I want to tell you, my friend, that God has the answer to everything. He is the solution of everything, my friend, on this wonderful morning. It's about time that you surrender your life to Him. It's about time that you turn to Him. It's about time that you believe in Him, because He is the sustainer. He is the rock of ages. He is the bright morning star, and He is the lily of the valley. He is the rose of Sharon. He is the Alpha, and He is the Omega. He is the beginning, and He is the end. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is difficult with Him. Nothing is impossible with Him. He can change things around. He can challenge things that are unchallenged. He can touch anything that is untouched. He can reach anything that is unreached. So this morning we are blessed, my friend. We are really blessed this morning that God can invite anyone. Maybe you're going through rough patches, or maybe you just came home last night and you are not feeling good this morning and you are searching, what should I do? I want to tell you, you can kneel on that bed, you can kneel on your house, you can kneel in the floor of your house and ask God for your restoration. Repent and confess that you are sinner and you fall short of His glory. He is a can-do God. He is a second chance God. You know? If you're down and out, stand up and walk with Him, because He's at the door knocking. If you're facing problems in your house, in your family, the Bible says, I'm at the door knocking. He knows what you're going through right now. See? God knows what you're going through right now. And if He knows what you're going through right now, then it's the time to change. It's the time to come to Him. whatever you're going through right now. And maybe I'm speaking to your home. I'm speaking right to your family. I'm speaking right to your life. I'm speaking right to your workplace. Maybe you're in the vehicle and nobody's with you. Or maybe you're in the vehicle and you're talking to the person next to you. Because the difference is something that is not right. I want to tell you, my God can make it right. All you have to do is surrender and believe in Him. Because when you believe in Him, the Bible says, the believers, they are called the children of God. You are believing in Him. And that's why God will believe in you. Because you're believing in Him. You are trusting Him. You surrender your life to Him. The Bible says, blessed is the one that trusts in God. It's like a tree planted by the river. While other plants around the desert will be withered and turn brownies, the plants that stand by the riverside will always be green. The Bible says the leaves will continue to be greenish and always bear fruit and in season. In season, out of season, we bear fruit, regardless of the weather, regardless of the atmosphere. Because of the root touches the water, the trees by the water, the roots touches the water. So regardless of the environment, regardless of the weather that other plants face, this plant is different because nobody sees the root touching the water. And that is our life. While people struggle, while people having problems here and there, big one, small one, a person that rested in God, their connection to God is like a root that nobody knows. But people can see the evidence of the water in the plant. You cannot see somebody's connected to God. But through their life, through their family, through their achievement, through the blessing, you will know that there's something different about this person. The Bible says there will be a demarcation between a person that loves the Lord and trusts in God and the person that does not. What about you this morning? Do you trust God? Do you believe in God in everything that you do? And I believe that God is waiting for somebody right now. God is waiting for you right now. And God will bless someone this wonderful morning just because you trusted in God. And I want to challenge our life today. I want to challenge our life now. Wherever we go and whatever we do in this life, remember, we are serving the living God. The living God is waiting for someone. He cannot force himself to anyone. God cannot force himself to you or to me, to anyone. God is waiting. That's why he said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, behold, I'm at the door knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, see? If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, the Bible says, I will have supper with him. I'll come into his life. I will have supper with him. He will have supper with me. So my friend that you are listening this morning, I believe it's a big challenge in our life that God is our God. God is there. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for me. God is waiting for anyone. It's for us to surrender our life to Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus, my friend. This is the time. This is the best opportunity for us to surrender our life to Jesus. Why? Because we are placing our life into the hand that never too short to bless you and bless our life. So when you place your life in Jesus, I tell you, there is no harm and there is no devil from hell and there is no demon in this world that can come and take away something that God bless you with. Why? Because you rested your trust in Him and Him alone. Maybe I've been talking to someone this wonderful morning. Maybe in West Auckland, East Auckland, Central Auckland. Or maybe somebody listening around the world through the internet radio. I want to tell you this Saturday morning that God is waiting for anyone to open the door. That's why this invitation is the best of all invitations. See? He's inviting you. Open the door. I want to come in. Open the door. I want to be with you. Open the door. I want to give something to you. He said, I will have fellowship with him. I will have supper with him. And he will have supper with me. And I want to challenge our life this wonderful morning. Brothers and sisters, the invitation above all invitations, because the one that is inviting you, number one, is the creator of all things. Number two, he owns everything. everything. Number three, he is the authority of everything. And number four, he supports everything by his miracle working. And number five, his name is wonderful. His name. There is a power in his name. In his name. Number six, there is power in his blood. And number seven, there is power in his word. See, my friend, that's why the invitation above all invitations. Maybe you're listening this morning. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know the situation that comes into your life right now. But one thing that I believe, that God is waiting for someone. God is waiting for you. God is waiting for me. God is waiting for a brother, sister. And maybe you're living alone, a lonely life. Somebody walk out of your life. And you've been on alcohol for so many months and years. I want to tell you, alcohol is not the solution. Sex is not the solution. Wealth and money is not the solution. Holding a high position is not the solution. The solution is in God. That emptiness that you have is in God. And I want to tell you today that the solution is in God. You need to come to the Lord, my friend. You need God in your life. You need the power of God to overshadow you and to protect you. You need the presence of God to give you satisfaction and joy. The things of this world will never satisfy you. The money cannot satisfy you. The food that you eat will never satisfy you. Only one thing that can satisfy you is the power and the anointing of God. So I want to challenge our life this wonderful morning. The invitation above all invitations. Why? Because the one that is inviting you created everything, owns everything, have authority, everything, supported everything through his miracle wonders. The power of his blood, the power of his word, and the power of his name. And his name is Jesus. According to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, right now he's seated at the right hand side of the Father. And God gave him a name that is above every other name. See? So you are in the safe hand, my friend, when you surrender your life to Jesus this wonderful morning. Maybe I'm speaking to you that you're listening in your car. Maybe I'm speaking to you those you're having breakfast this morning. Or maybe you're just waking up and just enjoying your blanket, your pillow. Or maybe in your living room, maybe in your hotel room, or maybe in your car. Maybe you're driving to work, or maybe you're going to the market this Saturday morning. I want to challenge your life. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Right here, right now. Why? Because he's the answer. He is the answer to our everything. He's the answer to our problem. He's the answer to our loneliness. He's our answer to our brokenness. There are so many people that they are broken in this world. And there is no answer. There is no solution to fix their loneliness. There are so many people that they are hungry. They are thirsty for something. They don't even know what they are thirsty for or they are hunger for. No. When God is not part of our life, there will be no satisfaction, I tell you. There is no satisfaction. Because we created by the word of God. We need the word of God to be the center of our life. If not, there's nothing in this world can bring satisfaction or joy. Yeah? We'll be continue to search and look for that thing. And what is that thing? That thing is the presence of God. When there is an absence of God in our life, I tell you, we can go to the moon, we can reach the Mars, we can try to go to the sun and get burned. But there is no satisfaction. There is no solution. Because that emptiness in our life is only there for God. Only God can fulfill the null, the void, the emptiness in our life. You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the position, the top position in the world. You can have all the food. You can stay in the best house. You can drive the latest car. Or maybe you can have so many women that you want to have, or men for that matter. It will not satisfy you. It will just bring you problem, trouble, and more brokenness, emptiness, and null. Why? Because the answer is not in the physical world. The answer for human being is in God. Because we are a spirit man. The physical thing, the money, the wealth, the car, the position, all these things can only satisfy the physical man. But the spirit man, the spirit being, can only be satisfied by the power of his word. So I want to challenge our life this wonderful morning. Maybe I'm speaking to you, my friend, that you're holding a good position, and you are thinking that your position is the answer to your problem. I want to tell you, no, your position is not the answer. Your money is not the answer. Whatever you're going through is not the answer. The answer is in God and God alone. And I want to challenge our life today. I want to challenge you, maybe a man, maybe a woman, maybe a young man, maybe a young woman. I want to challenge you today. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Jesus is the key. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the water, living water. Jesus is the living bread. He is the door to all the doors. He is the way where there seems to be no way. So wherever you are this morning, any part of Auckland, or any part of New Zealand, listening through live streaming, radio, internet radio, I want to challenge our life today that Jesus is the answer. This is the time to surrender your life. This is the time to come to him. This is the time to say yes to him, because he is the answer to all our problems that we are facing today. Maybe you are worrying about your future of your family, worrying about the future of your children, worrying about what is going to happen next week, next month. I want to tell you, the Alpha is the Omega. The one was, he is, and he will be. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Nation can change. Leadership can change. Technology can change. But Jesus Christ is the same. He can fix any place, any person, anywhere, at any time. Why? That's the meaning of Jesus is the same. That means when everything else changed, he doesn't change. He is a God that changes not. Maybe when you're listening today, my friend, I want to challenge your life. Maybe you are struggling with your life today. I want to challenge you today. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Just tell him, I'm here, Lord. I want to surrender my life. I want to believe in you. Be my God. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Can you say that in a very humbling way? Just say that in a very simple way. I want to tell you today that God is waiting for someone. God is waiting for you. Are you waiting this morning? Yes, God is waiting for you. Are you searching for peace today? The Prince of Peace is searching for you. Are you looking for a company today? Shama is waiting. Emmanuel is waiting for you. You are alone in life. You're going through hard times. You're going through problems. Remember, he turns water into wine. He multiplies 5 loaves of bread for 5,000 people. What else God cannot do? He can do anything, of anything, in anything, from anything, in anything, to anything, because he can do it this wonderful morning. So, my friend, if you're listening, I don't know the situation that you're going through right now. I don't know the problem that is in front of you right now. But one thing that I know, that our God is a miracle-working God. I believe that our God is the God of the universe. I believe our God is the one that is waiting for somebody this morning. So I will say a prayer from Fiji, Capital Suva, to somebody that you're listening out there. So let us come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the invitation that is above your invitation. And you are inviting us because you know our problem. You know you can fix our problem. The solution that we are searching for is in you. Please come into our life. Please accept us. We confess that we are sinners and we fall short of your glory. This is our prayer. We give you the dominion, the power, the glory, the honor. To be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And we say, amen.